Welcome to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
Father, we pray your blessing upon the Word of God this morning. We ask that you'd help our hearts to be attentive, and Lord, that you take over now in the preaching, and God, may the Holy Spirit be the one that teaches us by way of Scripture and preaches to our hearts. And hide this sinner preacher behind the cross. Thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. And God, we ask for your best now, right now. If there's someone here not born again, we do pray for their salvation. Whether they're here in the auditorium or listening to a radio broadcast somewhere, God, we ask that you would help them to see their great need, their greatest need, the need of a Savior. And God, for these your people, Lord, we want to be drawn closer to thee. In Christ's name, amen. Psalm 37, if you'd turn there, I'd like to preach a little bit out of that this morning. Psalm 37, I woke up this morning knowing I'm getting whatever it is that everybody has been getting, because I'm achy and my breath is hot and I'm hot on the inside and I feel terrible and I'm a little bit nauseated. If I run off the platform this morning, don't be real concerned. You guys just kind of take over. I'll leave my notes right here, all right? You take over at that point. Maybe you've heard the story, maybe you haven't. It's been a long time since I told. Remember the pet story, pet store story, the lady coming down the street? Maybe you don't even remember. It's been so long. But this lady's coming down the street, and she comes to a pet store, and inside there's a parrot in a cage. And she goes in and says, "Polly, want a cracker?" And the green parrot looks at her, big parrot, looks at her and says through the cage, "Lady, you're ugly." She was all offended and huffing, and she went to the store manager and said, "Do you know what that parrot just said to me?" What, ma'am?" She said, "He called me ugly." And so the owner of the pet store grabbed the parrot by the neck and shook him like that. Little feathers flying around. "Don't you do that no more," and put him back in the cage. "It'll be okay now." Next day, she comes down and walks down the street again. There's the pet store. She goes inside. "Probably want a cracker?" And the parrot says, "Lady, you're still ugly." She told the manager. The manager comes out and beats that parrot within an inch of its life. I mean, feathers flying all over. Hardly no feathers left on the bird. The bird's kind of staggering a little bit there on the perch. And won't be any problem anymore, ma'am. Next day, the lady comes down, goes into the pet store and says, "Polly, want a cracker?" And the parrot looked at her and said, "You know." And the truth is, there are certain things we ought to know as children of God. I mean, great truths, and the Bible is full of them. Psalm 37, I got 12 points here. I'm just going to fly through them. That's what I'm going to do this morning. Trust that God, it'll be a blessing to us. And I just want to talk about Jesus this morning. You know, carpenters, they talk about building things, and farmers, they talk about cattle and crops, and musicians talk about music, and fishermen talk about fish. Christians, you know who they ought to talk about, right? Just completely natural, talking about Jesus. Talking about how good our Savior is, and what a good God we have. And you look out at the world today, and somebody touched on it in Sunday school this morning, if looks are deceiving. Sometimes this world looks like it's getting ahead, but I want you to know this before we read any of the psalm here this morning in Psalms 37. All of the accomplishments and all of the riches of the world today are all for nothing. They're all temporary. They're all fleeting. Someday, the richest man you know, his house is going to be empty. And they're going to sell that house to somebody and they won't even remember his name. Someday, the most influential man or woman you know, their chair will be empty at their home. They're just here and they're gone. It's temporary. Wouldn't it be foolish to live for the things you can't keep? Wouldn't it be foolish to live for the things that just slide between your fingers and they're gone? But man, we are so human. We are so much that way as children of God. So God gave to us the Word of God. And we have for us right here the 37th Psalm that ought to bring great hope. It's a recipe for success. It is a blueprint for great accomplishments. It's a map for happiness. the basics of a good life. Sometimes, this is the wisdom of an old man. David wrote the 37th Psalm as an old man. He's the old king of Israel, not young anymore. And he pens this 37th Psalm. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Sudden, speedy destruction. God, would you bless the reading of your word and the preaching of your word this morning? Please, Holy Spirit, just take over and speak to us and build us and save any that need salvation this morning. In Christ's name, amen. He said, don't be envious of the world. Don't be looking at what the world has and fretting because the evil are getting ahead. And you can look in a lot of directions, but I'll guarantee you, behind a lot of those front doors, a lot of heartache. You know, the riches, that's not where happiness is. That's not where joy is. And he says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Don't be vexed. Don't be frustrated. Don't be upset because the wicked are prospering. You need to understand, you're looking at a little window in eternity. And it's just a few years. And they're going to be here and they're going to be gone. And all the joy and all the power and all the pleasures of sin, they're all but for a season. They're going to be here and they're going to be gone. So as children of God, don't spend your time wishing that you were like the world. That is a mistake. That is so vain. That is so empty. That is not where joy is. That's not going to bring peace or fulfillment to your life. So the old man, this wise old servant of God, the sweet psalmist of Israel, says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down. They shall wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land. Verily, thou shalt be fed. Okay, first point, verses 1 and 2. Don't get your eyes on the world. And don't be afraid of the dark. And don't look for the boogeyman behind every corner and behind every bush. We are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. We are children of God. We are children of the King. And you may be struggling. You may struggle for some portions of your life and you really have a hard time. And you know, sometimes it's dark. Man, we got eternity. You understand the best is yet to come for children of God. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Man, this isn't where I'm living here right now. I hang my hat here right now, but I'm just here for a few years. And every old man here knows life goes by real, real fast. Man, I was just a teenager a few weeks ago. It just bang, you're here and you're an old man. All of a sudden you got aches and pains and just you can't do things you used to do and you kind of fret about things when you get up off the ground and man, you're not the man. There was an old Polish man in Pound, Wisconsin named Soleski. A big old farmer, big cigar fingers on his hand, just a big, worked hard all of his life, spoke with a Polish accent, a broken accent, and a great child of God, loved the Lord Jesus. I can still remember hearing him say this, I'm not the man I used to be. He'd say it with the accent, but I'm not the man I used to be. He was like 70 years old then, and you know, he just remembered how strong he used to be. I'm looking at him and think, man, you're a man right now. You're just big and strong and burly, but we're so limited. If you put all your loves in this world, it's a life of vexation. Because you can't keep anything you have. Not of this world. See, I got a 2019 Arctic Cat, whatever it is right now, all right? I used to have a real problem with that stuff. So, I mean, whatever the new model is, you know, Thundercat, what, I don't know what. Man, hey, you know what? It ain't going to last very long. Don't make that your joy. Make Jesus your song. Don't be afraid of the dark. Verse 3, do good, trust in the Lord, and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land. That was important to the Jew. And verily thou shalt be fed. You do good. You honor God. Go to Titus in chapter 3 and verse 8. Book of Titus, New Testament, chapter 3 and verse 8. God bless you people that have been working so hard. We're going to have a connector building dedication service today. I'm excited about that. It's a nice building. We're going to be able to use it for the glory of God. It took a lot of work. It's not quite done. It's close, but it took a lot of work. When we go out there for the dedication service, you see something not yet painted or something not quite yet finished, man, don't you be complaining. You know, Sanballat and Tobiah, they didn't help on the wall at all. All they did was, if a fox went up on that wall, it'd fall down. I could have done a lot better than that. Don't do that. Now, let's give glory to God for what has been done. It is a wonderful building. And there are people that worked here yesterday at the Ladies' Day and didn't leave till 8 o'clock last night, out there working last night in the Connector building. There are people that I think every day this week out there working, after work. I mean, God bless people that have a mind to work. God is, but we have much, much to be thankful for. That's doing good things. The Ladies' Day Fellowship yesterday. I know a lot of work went into that. Ladies, and I know the numbers were down. I think there were only two churches that came from below the bridge because of the big storm that we're going to get, you know. And I'm sure it's wore down. I named five churches real quick this morning talking to a lady. They didn't come. They come to everything. They didn't come. They were still a great crowd, and God certainly blessed. And two different groups of ladies that left yesterday afternoon, I want you ladies that did all the work to realize this. One of them said it. They both said it in two different ways. Man, we thank God for this day. It is such a blessing. Thank you, Pastor Rader, for all you've done. I say, not a problem. We're glad to have you here. I didn't do anything, not a thing. And God bless. And if laughter and joy is any measure of success, you had a great time yesterday, I know that. There was a skit up here about two ladies trying to find a parking spot in the parking lot of church. And it was hilarious. It was an amazing day. And ladies lifted it. You encourage other church ladies. There was a great representation of the UP here. Just the people from below the bridge let us down yesterday. And well, I'm going to, believe you me, I preached down there in April. I'm going to let them know about it too. I am. God bless you. We are called to be workers. Titus chapter 3, verse 8. This is a faithful saying. And these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that, and they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. By the way, three ladies from the local area, they're going to visit this church because of yesterday. So God bless you. Great day. Titus, tell the people, when you preach, you tell them, be careful to maintain good works. You can't stop the good works. You can't stop the serving God. God is going to bless you. Look at chapter 2 and verse 7. And all things showing thyself a pattern of good works. It ought to be part of your life. It just ought to be the way you live. Go back to Psalm 37. Don't be afraid of the dark. Man, just don't be fretting over evil. So it does look like evil is prospering. Hebrews chapter 11, Moses forsook the temptation of his day. He forsook the pleasures of wickedness because they just last for a season, and he was willing to be used of God and deliver God's people from the land of Egypt. He made a choice. Goodbye, world. I'm serving God. And Moses was wise enough to understand that world stuff, that's very temporary. That ain't gonna last. I'm gonna serve God and do good. Trust God, do good. Verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Our God is good. We are called of God to delight in the Lord. And God will give you the extras from time to time, many times, that you and I do not deserve. You know why? Because our God is good. If he's got a son or he's got a daughter that's going the extra mile and striving to live for him and be used of God, don't you know God's going to bless that one a little extra? It's a father-son, a father-daughter relationship. He's going to bless them. We had a big time. We have big fellowship when we're working. That's the way it's supposed to be. Iron sharpeneth iron. Some of you won't understand this, and I hesitate to say it because it may not even sound funny. And Diane's not here this morning. Remember, she was sick. Mike was telling us we were out there working, and somebody said something, and he couldn't hear it. We're old men. Talk about old men stuff, right? I can't hear anything anymore. He said, Mike looked at me just as serious as a heart attack and said, you know, I find that I can't hear women's voices anymore. And everybody started to laugh, especially that high pitch. They start to laugh, and we're tears of joy. Revival took place out there, you know. Glory to God. Isn't God good, you know? But we had fun. We had fun at Diane's expense. But we had fun. And you delight in the Lord, and he'll even change your desires. Your want to gets changed. All of a sudden, you want the things that God wants. And so therefore, he provides. Let's read that verse again. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. That word commit in the Hebrew is an interesting word. It means to roll unto. A burden, a lifestyle, whatever it is, you take the burden and you give it, you roll it unto the Lord. You give it unto the Lord. And if you'll commit your way unto the Lord and trust also in him, he shall bring it to pass. You see, we serve a God who is good to us, and he brings to pass his promises if we'll just follow him. Some of us are carrying more than God ever designed us to carry. And that's why there's a real problem with physical health and mental health problems. Carrying more than you ever were designed to carry. Never practicing this verse, verse 5. Well, you take your burdens and you just give it all to Jesus. That's what Jesus was talking about when he said, take my yoke upon you, for it's light, for it's easy. Man, you don't have to struggle like you struggle. Why don't you just trust me? Why don't you delight in me? Why don't, as a child of God, you quit your fretting and quit your being frustrated and commit your way unto me? Allow me to direct your paths. We won't get that far in the psalm here this morning. The Lord God directs the paths of his righteous. Man, he's gonna lead you along in life. Verses 5 and 6. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, he shall bring it to pass, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way. Again, this is the theme of Psalm 37. Don't be concerned about the wicked because it looks like they're prospering, because they're not. They're not. It might look like everything's in order in their life. It's not. It's a sham. It's a facade. That's why they go to the bottle. That's why they go to the drugs. That's why they're looking for carnality and immorality and all of the wickedness and the debauchery of the day, because their life is a sham. It's empty on the inside. And there's an encouragement for the child of God: love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Don't go there as a child of God. Instead, man, don't be worried. Trust me. Delight in me. Commit your way unto me. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Be silent. Hold your peace. Be still and know that I'm God. Rest in the Lord. Cease from anger. Oh, there's one. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. James chapter 1, the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. That bull in the china shop with all kinds of collateral damage, not a spirit-filled Christian. You don't have to get angry. Forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. There it is again. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. It'll soon be forgotten. His chair will be empty. I want to emphasize that this morning. Does anybody know, anybody here in this auditorium this morning, know intimately someone that lived three generations ago? You don't. Most of us don't even know their names. We don't even know who used to live in that house three families ago. You know why? It's all so temporary. Here and gone. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Meek, that's the opposite of arrogant. The wicked plotteth against the just, gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Go back to Psalm 2 and verse 4. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. The wicked can scheme and the wicked can plot, but it doesn't matter. They can't outthink God. They can't outlast God. They can't outstrength God. There's no way, no how. God is in his heavens. And he looks down at this generation of mankind, and man is so foolish. And they're doing the same things they did a generation ago and a generation ago and a generation ago. And what God is doing is he's got his church here, and he's trying to do all he can to just get all all the people out of, rescue all the people out of that lifestyle and out of that life and bring them to Christ so that they can go to heaven one day. And what happens, our little pea brains, we get down here in this world, we live in our own little life, we got our own little things that we're doing, and we forget all about God. And there's a whole world that way. That's why there's so much emptiness. That's why there's so much corruption. That's why families are breaking up. That's why young people and young adults and old people are in immorality, because they're searching. They don't have Jesus. We have Christ. Psalm 37, next verse, 14. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. If you fight God's people, you fight against God. That is a foolish position to be in. Their sword shall enter into their own heart and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Ooh. More happiness for the godly. Man, the guy that has meatloaf for dinner and is a godly man is happier than the guy that has prime rib and is ungodly. God is good that way. Verse 17, the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Let me read. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Even in the darkness, God provides. When the seas won't part, when the mountains won't move, even in the dark, God is still there. What it is great to be a child of God. It is great to be born again. Man, it is great to know Jesus as my Savior. And in spite of all that's going on in the world, and we're trying to reach that world, I'm good. I'm good with Christ because of Christ, because of His righteousness. Let's read on. The steps of verse 23. Oh, 22. For such as be blessed of Him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of Him shall be cut off. Two sides of that, isn't there? I want God's blessing, not His curse. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I would encourage you, let me just say this as I read these verses. Get up. It's not over. Man, if you're someone that's fallen, but get up. It's not over. Stand for God. It is not, you say, I got knocked down, preacher. Or I fell, I stumbled, and I fell. Get up. Righteous man. The Bible tells us that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him. Then David says, I've been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I was a young man, now I'm an old man. I'm telling you, I have never seen the righteous forsaken. That's the God we serve. Oh, here's another one. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. Stop sinning. You got something, I know that's not eloquent. You got something in your life, some sin that you're cradling, it's a cancer. You got some secret sin you think nobody else knows about, and that's your thing, and you're enjoying it, and you're coddling it. Stop it. It's a cancer. It'll end up eating you alive from the inside out. As a child of God, you say no to the flesh. You say, well, I'm just going to play with it a while. That's foolish. You stop it. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh judgment. The law of God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. There it is again. It's all over the Bible, isn't it? The key is the Bible. The key is the Word of God. You persevere. Verse 34. Wait on the Lord and keep in his way. Keep on keeping on. And he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I've seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. One last thing. Mark the perfect man, the complete man, the mature man. And behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. You hang out with the right kind of people. You find a godly man and a godly woman. There's your example. They're not perfect, but there's the one to follow. Not something else. And he'll deliver you. Verse 40. You see, it's a facade. What the world is offering, what the devil is offering you, just like Jesus when he was tempted in the wilderness. You bow down to me, Jesus, I'll give you all these kingdoms. And the devil's doing that today, and too many Christians are listening. There's nothing there. Nothing that's going to bring you joy or peace or happiness. Only Jesus. Only Christ. It's a facade. What's out there? Now listen. I'm not trying to portray a sad Christianity. We're on the victory side. I wouldn't trade places with them for anything in the world. I got more blessings than they got. I got more good things in my life than they got. I got more joy and more peace and more happiness than they have. I have more things than they have. And I don't owe money on it. And God is good to me. I have been young, David said, and now I'm old, and never yet seen the righteous forsaken or begging bread. Great reminder. Let's bow together in prayer. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for our time in the book. Thank you for the 37th Psalm. It probably is the case, and that's why you led this way this morning. There's some Christians here that are starting to fall in love with things of the world, and it's robbing them of the joy of Christ. God, may there be repentance. May we depart from evil. And God, there might be somebody here that isn't born again. We pray for their salvation. God, may they understand that until they have Christ, they have nothing, nothing. Protect our young people. Protect our families. God, protect our older people. Some are a little more vulnerable than others. God, we pray a hedge of protection around them and this ministry. And God, we want to see so much more happen. So many more get saved. Don't let the devil steal our hearts. Is there someone here this morning, you'd raise your hand, you'd say, Pastor, I don't know that I'm saved. I don't know that if I were to die right now today, I would go to heaven. I don't know, I might go to hell. And you said that if I would get born again, I could have eternal life. I want Jesus to be my Savior. If you this morning want to receive Christ as your Savior, we're going to have an altar call here in just a moment. But first, I'd like to lead you in the sinner's prayer. If you want to be born again, it's as easy as this. The perfect Son of God so loved the world, so loves you, that he took your place in death on Calvary's tree, on the cross. And if you would receive what Jesus did for you there, you will be born into the kingdom of God, the family of God. It's just simply being sorry for your sin and inviting Jesus in, asking for forgiveness, and inviting Jesus into your life. Just pray like this, not out loud, to God in your heart. Pray these words, Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. I deserve hell. I'm lost. And I want you to be my Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life. I trust you right now for salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Good News from the Good Book, broadcast under the direction of Dr. Tim Rader, senior pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church in Kinross, Michigan. For more information, please visit our website at fbconline.net. We invite you to stay tuned for the next broadcast when Dr. Tim Rader will bring you Good News from the Good Book.